Greetings, it is I, the Great One himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, 11 years of podcasting, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the interwebs. I can't hold back anymore. I'm sitting here, I've logged onto Facebook, because I log onto Facebook about 4 or 5 times a year, apparently just to piss myself off by looking at the stupidity. Look, fucking Christ. Everything you need to understand, not that there's anything you can understand because they're not understandable, everything you need to understand about women, you can get from going on Facebook. So I'm sitting here, I'm looking at Facebook, and I'm looking at, I got to find this one again real quick, hang on, and I'm looking at pages of people I know and then some people that Facebook thinks I know because Facebook, it's kind of scary. I've talked about this before. I'm serious, man. Like the way Facebook, the other day I got an email from LinkedIn. It's one of those, these are people you may know. And it had something like 15 to 20 people. And I knew all of them except for 2. And I'm just like, holy shit, man. This fucking cyber stalking, fucking determining who I am shit is bizarre. And I don't even use LinkedIn. Same thing as Facebook. I'm never on Facebook anymore. I'm so over Facebook, and yet I get all these things, and it knows who I know. Anyhow, I'm looking through here. Everything you need to understand about women. We have women on here making jokes about, now that gay people can get married, now I'm one step closer to marrying my dog. And yet it's true, because I know this chick, and she breaks up with her boyfriend like every 3 months. And she has a college diploma and a bunch of debt and a dead-end job as a fucking barista. And her dog is her life. You look at these pictures, and I find these people on Facebook, and I'm looking at their public pictures, because I'm not friends with them. And I'm looking at their public pictures, and all of their public pictures, well, not all. So like the first 3, 4, 5, 6 public pictures are all these girls looking like absolute sluts. Just, you know, the titty shots and the cleavage shots and the skimpy clothes and the selfies with the duck lips and all this other shit. You go through like 4, 5, 6 pictures of like slut pictures. And then you get to picture number 7 and you see the baby and the kid. It's like, oh, look, you're on Facebook posting slut shots and you're a single mother. Gee. Who ever would have known? Yeah. Then we've got this girl whom I know in real life, and I'm actually not friends with her. So anyhow, she posted a photo of herself, and she says, oh, look, I've had some professional photos taken. And then one of the commenters down here, I'm not making this up, this commenter says, dun, 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 where is it? Oh, there's even more come. She posts this photo and everyone just like goes berserk. La, la, la. Oh, you look so good. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, la, la. La, 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 la. Here it is. You go, girl. You can do anything you put your mind to. You go, girl. All she did was stand. She stood up. Okay, granted, maybe before she stood up, she got up that morning and she put on some clothes. But she stood in a place. She stood there. And somebody else took her picture and then did the post-processing on the photo, gave her the photo. And people are commenting, you go, girl. You can do anything you put your mind to. She didn't do anything. She had her picture taken, but for a woman, this is a great achievement. Somebody took my picture. Look at me. Oh, look at me. Look at me, everybody. Everybody, look at me. Look at me. So here's another friend of mine. She posts this photograph, her senior photo, which she then refers to as creepy. Or actually, the photo shoot was creepy. Which, as we've talked about before, whenever a woman says something is creepy, she's just describing her emotional response to it. But it's like, okay, so if this was creepy, why are you putting it on Facebook? That's right. Because attention whoring. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Oh, look at my cleavage. Look at my legs. Look at my butt. Look at my cleavage. Look at my cleavage. Look at my legs. Look at my cleavage. Oh, look. Here's a picture of my baby. Did I mention I'm a single mother? Oh, the attention whoring on feminist book. It is absolutely fucking just, this is why I can't go on Facebook, because whenever it happens, I just, my blood pressure goes up. But at least I'm awake. I've been awake since 3 o'clock this morning. Because, you know, us old people, we wake up early in the morning. It's like on the South Park episode. Well, Dad, why don't we just take their driver's license? Or was it, why don't we take their car keys away or something? And Randy says, because old people get up too early in the morning. There's nothing we can do about it. It's, yeah. I guess I'm getting old, because I'm like, when you naturally wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. This is me trying to multitask. It doesn't work. By the way, have I mentioned that human beings can't multitask? Yet again, let me prove the point. Human beings cannot multitask. As I attempt to multitask, I can't even talk and click on things at the computer at the same time, because humans can't fucking multitask. So yeah, it's just going on Facebook and looking at these things is fucking pathetic. It's nothing but female attention whoring. Oh, and this other girl I know, she just broke up with her boyfriend, and by God, she is letting everybody on the fucking planet who is fucking connected to her via social media of any kind, she's letting all of them know about it. My favorite meme she posted was the one that says something to the effect of, I'm going to the gym and working out so that I'll be the hottest ex-girlfriend you've ever had. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe if you'd have gone to the gym and worked out while you were dating him, he wouldn't have broken up with you for getting fat. Did you ever think of that? No, of course not, because you're a goddamn woman and attention whoring, and men should just worship you because vagina. You shouldn't have to go to the gym and work out in order to be physically attractive, because if men are physically attracted to you, well, they're perverts and they're creepers and there's something wrong with them. But, oh man, when men don't look the way you want them to look, they're not real men, are they? So I'm going to go on Facebook and I'm going to post titty shots and attention whore. Jesus fucking Christ, feminist book is just an absolute fucking joke. But it gives me something to rant about early in the morning. All right. That's all for now. Much love to my friends and my haters. CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. God damn it. 11 years of podcasting on the internet since 1999. Go fuck yourself.